Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Ralph sent me a story he knew I'd enjoy. From Toronto, blogto.com. I guess T-O stands for Toronto, or Toronto, blogto.com. Becky Robertson wrote it, Toronto man with 8 lifetime driving bans busted for speeding. While driving. Ontario has definitely seen its fair share of annoying stunt drivers, illegal car rallies, and just plain dumb decisions on the road these days. But one Toronto man who was busted by provincial police may top the list. On Wednesday, law enforcement pulled a car over for speeding near Orangeville, Ontario, expecting to simply issue a standard ticket for speeding. Instead, they found themselves dealing with a motorist who was not only speeding, but also somehow had eight separate lifetime driving bans on his license. So he's been banned from driving 8 times. The Dufferin, Ontario provincial police officer who made the bus said to local media they've never encountered anything like this in 13 years in the force, but someone else must have encountered it, at least on some level, because he was busted a 7th time and a 6th time and a 5th time, right? I've never seen that many. This is the first time I've seen someone with 8, they told the Orangeville Banner. The risk of driving and putting other people in harm's way is definitely not worth it. There's a reason there's been that many prohibitions, and therefore it needs to be taken seriously. The man is a 60-year-old. He also has had 2 license suspensions on top of his multiple criminal prohibitions for driving, meaning he has faced criminal convictions as well as violations of the Ontario Highway Traffic Violations Act. The officer did not specify what the crimes were on the man's record, but they're obviously something serious for the man to be banned from the road for life. 8 times. He now faces new charges of operation while prohibited, driving under suspension, speeding, use of a plate not authorized for vehicle, and operating a vehicle without insurance. And that's one of the big ones here. Seeing as he's been released before his upcoming court date in December, the OPP will have to wait and see if he actually heeds his ban for once in the coming weeks. Yeah, and the joke is, will he drive himself to court? I've seen that happen before. People on a suspended license, drive to court, plead guilty, pay the fine, get back in the car and drive off. Seen it happen more than once. And so here's a guy who's been told specifically, you are not allowed to drive ever again. Goes out and does it again. They tell him a second time, you're never... So clearly he's not learning. And clearly this system is failing, at least with respect to this one individual. So I hate to be telling the Canadians how to live their lives. But we've heard of these kinds of things in America as well. So I am just saying, I think that this would apply both in Canada and the U.S. You have to draw the line someplace long before 8. Long before 8. Say 3. Okay? Say 2. You've been banned for life from driving and you go out and you drive again. Okay? I would say at that point in time, you get arrested, you spend some time in jail. I would also say that if the car that you're in is not properly plated or properly insured, it should be taken out and crushed and sold for scrap. Now, here's the thing. If it's someone else's car, you drag them into court and say, what were you doing letting an unlicensed man or woman drive your car when they've been banned for driving for life? Now, people are going to say, I didn't know. Who lends their car to somebody without knowing they've been banned from driving for life? 8 times. But worse, and here's the thing, is that if you're driving around in some states like Michigan, where it's no-fault insurance, my insurance pays for me, your insurance pays for you. But other states have got the normal kind of insurance, whereas if you're just sitting there and somebody plows into you, their insurance pays for it because it's their fault. Unless, of course, they don't have insurance. Now, you might say, but Steve, I got insurance to cover me for that, like uninsured motorist or underinsured motorist. Yeah. But the question is, why should your insurance have to pay for the other person's problem when you're in a state that it's supposed to work that way? So that's wrong. So anytime you find yourself shifting liability and cost to somebody else because you're doing something stupid and illegal, that's wrong. So I would suggest that, you know, in Michigan and many states, a third offense drunk driving, you go to prison. You get locked up for a long period of time. Third offense drunk driving. I would suggest that somebody who's had their license privileges banned for life 8 times is probably a threat to people on the road. He's got to be. And we'll get to that in a second. I would suggest after the second or third violation, you lock him up for a year. It's a start. If that person gets out of prison a year later and goes out and drives again, despite the fact they've been banned three times or four times, and they've spent a year in prison, you lock them up again, this time for 5 years. And so you go 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. This guy should ride out the clock behind bars, okay? And here's the real point about what I'm trying to say here. And this is you got to read between the lines on this. This guy has gotten in trouble with the law enough times where he lost his license and got banned from driving for life. It happened again and again and again to where he's had eight lifetime bans. Eight. How many times does that mean he's come into contact with law enforcement? Because I can tell you right now, I did a video about this. The last time I got pulled over by a police officer, I did not get a ticket, but a state police officer pulled me over almost 4 years ago now. It was the night of the election, November 2016. I remember that because one of the reasons I was getting home, I wanted to watch the results on TV. And I admit I was speeding. Encountered a police officer because I was speeding. Now, if I had eight lifetime bans and I was not allowed to drive, and I felt the need to go out and drive, I suspect I could drive and avoid contact with police. I would drive slower. I would drive more carefully. I would not do crazy things. I wouldn't be out stunt driving or whatever it is, other things they have going on there in Canada. But the fact that the guy keeps encountering the police, and here he was speeding. He was speeding. So the guy's got eight lifetime bans on driving, and he's speeding. Now, I know you're going to say, Steve, people speed all the time. Not everyone. We've all encountered the slow drivers out there. Not everyone is speeding. And if you knew that there was a chance that you'd go to jail if you had contact with the police officer and said, can I see your driver's license, you could drive under the speed limit. You could. It's not impossible to obey the speed limit. It's just not fun sometimes, but you could do it. So the fact that he keeps getting pulled over and he keeps encountering cops indicates he's a really, really bad driver. There are bad drivers. We've all known bad drivers, okay? I mean, I've known people. You see their car one day and you see it a week later and there's a ding in it. What happened to your car? I don't know. What happened to you? You don't know what happened to your car? No. Month later, there's another ding in it. What's that from? I don't know. I know people who pull into parking spots and don't stop till they hit something. If it's a curb, it usually works out. If it's a parking post, it dents their car. I know people whose cars, the front ends and back ends, are all mashed in from bumping stuff. There's bad drivers. They don't know where their car ends. Okay? This guy in Canada is a bad driver. It's not bad luck. I knew an attorney once who had an ad on the radio. And he said, sometimes it just happens you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Give me a call. That's his polite way of saying, hey, I'll represent you if you're a criminal. But the point is, not every single one of those is the wrong place at the wrong time. Once in a while, it's just a horrible driver. The guy's a bad driver. So getting back to the original thing, what do you do about this? After the third lifetime driving offense, you catch him on the road again, you take the car. You take the car. Now, you might say, Steve, it might not be his car. You take the car and you drag the owner into court and ask them to explain why they lent their car to somebody who's got no driver's license. And I've mentioned this before in passing. Michigan has, and many states do, it's called owner liability. Owner liability. If there's a car accident tomorrow that has my car in it, I can be liable for what happened with my car. Now notice I didn't say I was driving it. It could be anybody driving it. If I lend you my car and you get in an accident, I'm liable. Now, you might get sued if you're driving my car. You might get sued, but I'm going to get sued because it's my car. And guess which one of us has the insurance on that car? I do. Okay? So owner liability goes to the car. So when you lend your car to somebody, you should know if they've got a driver's license or not. And this guy's friends know he's got problems. Now, he might be a prolific liar. He could be. I don't know. I've met people who are such good liars. You've got people convinced around them that things are happening that aren't happening, vice versa. But the point is that if somebody's been banned for life from driving eight times, someone they know well enough to lend them a car would know that. They'd have to know that. I will now point out that the story did say that the car had improper plates and no insurance on it. So maybe it was his car. There are some places in America where you cannot buy a car if you don't have a driver's license because of problems like this. I don't know what the law is in Ontario, okay? But if this is his car, take it and crush it. Take it and crush it. If he gets another car, take it and crush it. This is something that's got to be stopped, and it's crazy. But yeah, so Becky Robertson wrote the story for the blogtoe.com website. Ralph sent it to me. Toronto man with 8 lifetime driving bans busted for speeding while driving. And obviously what they're doing ain't working. We've all heard the saying about, you know, people who do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It's attributed to many different people. We don't know who actually said it first, but obviously the man's lifetime driving bans aren't working. You got to step it up a little bit. I would suggest jail and car crushing in that order. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I'm not saying your perfume is too strong. I'm just saying that the canary was alive before you got here.